V-minus 24. Disused warehouse north of Archway, Colorado. Stay in the car, Clark ordered, speaking to both Jason and Jack. In reality, though, Jack and his injured leg were going nowhere. At his instruction, Jason had parked the vehicle around 40 meters from the disused warehouse where Tara was apparently being kept, with Phil Norris parking around the same distance away in the opposite direction. Before getting out of the car, Clark covered Jack's mouth with tape once again. Don't look at him, he told Jason, and whatever the hell you do, don't talk to him. I'll be back in a minute. Clark stepped outside and signaled to Phil. They'd come this far, and Jack's instructions for his goons to disappear had certainly sounded firm enough to do the job, but Clark still knew much better than to go inside alone. Phil was no stranger to getting his hands dirty, and the very fact that he was still at Clark's side after everything that had happened showed that he could be counted on. The fact that he'd come along in the first place, despite his misgivings, showed as much, really, but if there had been any doubts, they were all gone now. You're going to drive her home, Clark said to Phil, pausing briefly at a door he fully expected to have to break through and refusing to even entertain the notion that he might find anything on the other side except Tara safe and well. I don't want her to have to see either of those two again. Got it, Phil said. He gestured to the door. Let's do this. The door buckled under the effortless weight of Clark's shoulder, hinting that it hadn't been locked in any serious way. Instantly, both men heard muffled cries for help. Neither had to search for the origin. At the very back of the desolate warehouse, they saw someone bound to a chair. The orange bucket that had been crudely placed over their head made it impossible to say for certain, but Clark recognized the muffled voice. Tara, he called, sprinting over. Her voice filled the room again, the tone this time very different. Clark reached her and removed the bucket, revealing an understandably frightened and mascara-stained face that at the very least didn't look to have been injured. He unbound her hands from behind her back and untied her feet underneath the chair, allowing her to deal with the tape covering her mouth so that she was in control of its potentially painful removal. She collapsed into Clark's chest before even removing the tape, however, too weak to even wrap her arms around him. You're safe now, Clark reassured her in a calm and gentle tone, relief and joy having momentarily overtaken murderous rage within him. He wanted to ask if they'd hurt her, but now wasn't the time. He would listen if she wanted to talk, of course, but that was for her to decide. Tara slowly lifted her head and looked up at him.
What happened? How did you find me?
I'll tell you at home, but right now I just want you to know that everything is going to be okay. I know who was responsible, and he's going to pay. But right now, we're going to get you out of here. I have to deal with him, so I brought Phil along to drive you back to Birchwood. Ain't that right, Phil? Clark asked, impatiently beckoning him over and simultaneously wondering why he was still standing at the entrance. Walking with her head low, Tara reached Phil and hugged him. She didn't know him as well as she knew Henry or Mr. Bird, but he was here to help, and that was what mattered. You're okay now, darling? Phil said, but as he spoke, he gestured over her head to Clark and pointed towards the wall to their right. Clark glanced over and felt a flood of confusion and disbelief shake him to the core. He saw another chair sitting between an expensive-looking camera setup and a giant flag adorning the wall. Jet black, other than a small blue circle in the center, the design was all too familiar to him as the flag of the Geosovs. What the fuck? He mused, walking over. He had known that Jack was back involved with John Cole, but Jack and the Geosovs? He then recalled Jack's tone when telling his goons over the phone that Clark knew about the payments, and now, in his mind, it seemed to Clark as though his knowledge of shady transactions between Jack and Cole might have been confused by Jack as knowledge of transactions between he and the Geosovs. Whatever this meant, Clark couldn't be sure. All he knew was that it also couldn't be good. Instinctively, he took the phone from his pocket and snapped some photos of the scene before ripping the flag from the wall and lifting the camera to carry it away, too. Any reason for that? Phil asked, unsure it was a good idea to take anything away. Clark shrugged. We can always lose it, but if we don't take it now, we might wish we had. At the doorway by Phil's supportive side, Tara stopped in her tracks.
I'm sorry, she sobbed, turning to Clark. They said Jack wanted Dan and Emma, so they targeted me because I'm weak, and I fell for it, For him, because I'm so fucking broken.
You have nothing to be sorry for, and it wasn't like that, Clark replied. Tara, this wasn't a setup. Jason fell for you, too, but Jack saw an opportunity. He's been working with Jason to repair his image, and when he found out he could use Jason to bring you somewhere isolated, he made him do it. This was Jack's work, and he's going to pay for it. Will you be okay hanging out in Phil's car somewhere quiet, maybe at the drive-in until I come to get you in 20 minutes? One of us will pick your car up later, wherever you left it. But Emma's going to be home tomorrow, and I really don't want anyone to know about any of this until then, so I don't want Mr. Bird seeing Phil bringing you home. Anyone includes Emma, so we won't call her tonight. But I'll be back at the drive-in in no time, and I'll stay with you at home all night. And Phil, when I say I don't want anyone to know, that's including and especially my old man, okay? I'll call you when I'm coming, and you can let me know where you're waiting. Phil nodded. But in place of what would have been understandable anger, Tara's expression displayed nothing but confusion. Ignoring everything else Clark had said, she glanced at the folded flag in his hand, which she evidently hadn't been able to see on the wall from her bound position.
Jack Neal is with them?